Good afternoon, and welcome to the Wednesday afternoon conference call with Trusts Unlimited. This is Jim George speaking. I'm the non-attorney spokesman and facilitator for Trusts Unlimited, and I'd like to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to this call. Before we begin today, I need to address a couple of issues. First, for those of you that have been kind enough to listen on a regular basis, we have dispensed with a detailed discussion of the turnkey program we put in place to assist you both pre- and post-RV, and we've also dispensed with the Q&A, largely because, in our opinion, we were close enough to the reinstitution of the currency that we decided we were not going to continue to market the trust. Now, our trust package is available to anyone that would initiate the contact. Contact me by phone. Our phone exchange is listed, and I'll be happy to provide that on this call, or you could send us an email, and we'll be happy to assist you. But we decided that we were no longer going to be marketing the trust. I'm not saying that that will not continue at some point in time in the future, but based on the information I'm going to share with you today, it seems as though there will be no further need for us to market our trust. Now, one of the reasons we stopped marketing the trust is because over the last decade or so, we've amassed literally thousands of clients. And once the dinar reinstitutes in country, we know that we're going to be absolutely inundated with all manner of calls. So in addition to having to deal with that, of course, we have our own personal financial affairs that we have to work with as well. We are going to be trying to negotiate with the banks the best street rate we can for clients that aren't going to be involved in any of the humanitarian projects, and get a reduction in the transactions fees and all of those kinds of things. So we just want to make sure that we can service the clients that we do have rather than at the last moment trying to bring in as many people as we possibly can. But once again, we will turn no one away if they initially contact us. One other issue that had risen last week, I received a number of calls and emails from individuals that were upset because they were not able to listen to the replay. We tried a little experiment here. Several of our attorneys were able to get through and listen to the replay. I and several others were not. So it turns out, for some inexplicable reason, that certain cell companies blocked the number for the replay. So there must be some issue having to do with fees or payments or something with the companies that blocked the number. So when I called the number, it said the number's no longer in service. But attorney standing right next to me called and he got through. So what happened has nothing to do with Trusts Unlimited. It has to do with some issue between Free Conference Call and several of the cell phone carriers. However, you can go to YouTube and then go to Trusts Unlimited and you can get the replay of whatever call you want at whatever date. The same is true with IQD calls, although the fastest way to get through the most recent call is to simply go to YouTube and then type in Trusts Unlimited LLC.com and you'll be able to get the call. So today what we're going to do is talk about what's going on in Iraq, because as we've said for a decade, in our view, Iraq is the linchpin for the reinstitution not only of their own currency, but of all of the other pre-valued currencies that many of us hold. And so I want to get into what's going on in Iraq, because there's a lot going on. Now, first, by way of disclaimer, Trusts Unlimited is not the purveyor of the dinar and these other currencies. We're not advocating either the sale or the purchase of these currencies, but as rather substantial currency holders ourselves, particularly the dinar, we want to share with you the information that we think is relevant. And, of course, the most relevant piece of information would be a window for the potential reset of the dinar. At this time, in my opinion, the dinar could reinstitute at any time. And I'm going to explain a little bit of why I have decided that we are there. Iraq is making a lot of progress, and they're quickly establishing themselves as both a regional and an international player. For example, Iraq right now is currently sponsoring the fourth round of the talks between Saudi Arabia and Iran that, of course, are the two mortal enemies that have been the impetus for all of the strife going on in the Middle East. We've discussed many times that in our view that Iraq was a geopolitical and geographically critical to the Middle East. Now, Saudi Arabia and Iran seem as though they're finally working on a two-track system. Now, what do I mean by that? The Arab/Islamic culture is sectarian and it's tribal. This goes back thousands of years. So they're trying to thread the needle here and accommodate to the extent that they can their historic culture and embrace the nation-state modern world. So Saudi Arabia, which is basically Sunni, and Iran, which is basically Shia, have been enemies for millennia, but it seems as though they understand that there are other issues that they can work together with, and Iraq is assisting in that effort by hosting their talks as the neutral ground. Now, Iraq is also hosting the Baghdad conference, which they had last week, basically introducing themselves and what they intend for the future to the global community. Last week, I think it was nine nations that were there that included some Arab, Middle East nations and some European nations as well. So this is another indication that they're accommodating the international agencies that want to see Iraq enter the nation-state system fully so that their currency can become an international currency. Another thing that the international community wants to see, and I'm talking about the IMF, the World Trade Organization, the World Bank, Bank of International Settlements, the UN, and even the Sadrist movement within Iraq, is they want to see the systematic implementation of the white paper reforms. And this is happening as well. Now, Parliament's been very busy. They passed a series of new laws that are designed for the transition of Iraq from what was before a centrally controlled economy to a private sector market economy. And one of the laws incorporated in all of this was actually a law which lifted the immunity of elected officials. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to round up and arrest or indict individuals who have in the past broken laws or committed corrupt acts. But what it definitely means is that effective right now, everyone's going to play by the rules or they're going to suffer the consequences. Parliament also passed something called the Marshall Project. I can only assume they refer to it as the Marshall Project because they're hearkening back to the Marshall Plan, which was established after World War II for the rebuilding of Europe. And the plan is basically designed to rebuild homes, rebuild factories, and basic infrastructure for Iraq. What's most important to us, in my opinion, at least most important to me, is that the Parliament has completed the 2022 budget, and they expect to present it to the Council of Ministers in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Even more important than that is a statement released by the Minister of Finance, Ali Alawi, who said that the new 2022 budget incorporates the new IQD rate. Now, what's that mean? It means that when the budget is implemented, the rate will change, or the rate will change when they pass the budget, which could be in the next 2 to 3 weeks, or they could change the rate right now as we're speaking so that as the budget is presented to the ministers, the new rate, which corresponds to the rate in the budget, is already in place. So this is very, very good news for us. Lastly, the Finance Committee has announced the issuance of government bonds. Now, this is important for a couple of reasons. Most importantly, it means that the government will be raising the funds that it feels it needs through the issuance of bonds, not through things like the auction exchange where a lot of the corruption took place. So if we stand back and look at this, they are really cleaning up all of the things that were an impediment to the new rate. And as I said, frequently, or should I say rather occasionally, officials make remarks that we hope are correct, but it turns out in the end they are not. But for the Minister of Finance to tell the public that the new budget will incorporate the new rate is far beyond anywhere we've ever been in the past. So this is all very good news. And what this means from our perspective, from our side of the equation, is that we're going to have to start working very diligently to speak with these banks and some of the other individuals that we think we're going to need to have an understanding with once this currency does reinstitute in country. The only other question then would be, once the currency reinstitutes in country, how long would it take and at what rate would it become a global currency, functional currency? Now, the numbers that were talked about in the past were approximately a 1-to-1 with the U.S. dollar in country for the reinstitution and a 3-to-1 on the Forex, with 3-to-1 on the Forex initially, or just incorporating the 1-to-1 with the U.S. dollar, and then immediately or a very short period of time going to $3 or perhaps even as high as 4. Now, the other issue is that once the currency reinstitutes, certainly by the time it revalues, it will be depegged from the U.S. dollar and be repegged to the IMF basket of currencies. So $3 to $4 is a very reasonable, and some people, I don't know that I agree, but some people think that's actually a very conservative value for the dinar based on application of the Basel III compliance guidelines. But for myself, and I say this kiddingly, but I'll take $3 today on the dinar. Now, the only other issue is this. Let's assume hypothetically that the dinar reinstitutes and possibly even revalues in September. Well, we've discussed this ad nauseum, but I think it's necessary to bring it up again. If the dinar revalues, and I'm talking about globally, in September, that means the taxes due on the profit from the exchange would be due on October 15th. Well, that simply does not give us enough time to get the IRS to confirm what the actual tax implications would be. Under Section 988(e)(2) of the Internal Revenue Code, if an exchange were to occur outside of a trust like ours, it would be a cap gain. Under Section 643(b) of the code, if the exchange were to occur within a trust like ours, the gain on the exchange, so long as it remained in trust, would be tax deferred. However, if we are unable to get that confirmed for us through the IRS and the Treasury Department, we may be forced to simply pay the ordinary income tax and simultaneously file for a refund, citing 988(e)(2) outside of a trust and 643(b) within a trust. I certainly hope this doesn't happen. I say this from time to time, and sometimes people don't understand why I say it, but if I am looking at a reval on September 15th or October 15th, for me, that's a no-brainer. I will take it on October 15th. Why? Because no tax would be due until January 15th of the following year, which would give us plenty of time to confirm what the actual tax implications are, both in and outside of a trust. And because no tax payment would be due for 60 to 90 days, possibly, then we can hold the currency if it should come out at a low float initially. But we will play it the way we have to play it once this thing occurs. I merely want to inform you of, you know, what we're looking at and why, now that we're entering September, once we get to about mid-September, it's frankly better for us to wait until October. But we do not have control of that. The only thing we can do is respond based on, you know, the reality and the circumstances as this occurs. So that's where we are today. I think we're in a very good place. Now, unfortunately, there are some collateral issues that could theoretically have some effect. What's going on in Afghanistan, the fact that the Treasury Department is making noise about a digital currency, and, of course, if that were to occur, it's just another reason to get our money out of the banks and out of the control of the Western central banks as quickly as possible and get money into markets where they have limited control of what we're doing and how we're doing it. One other thing I'll mention about these trusts is that individuals that purchase tangible assets, if they do confirm 643B of the IRS code, that means that you could buy and sell a certain tangible capital assets within the trust and have all of the profit tax deferred so long as that corpus remains in the trust. Now, you will pay taxes, or the trust will pay taxes, on the dividends and interest that you subsequently earn, but the profit from the sale exchange from capital assets within the trust should be tax deferred. So there's a lot of reasons why this trust is going to be a very viable vehicle, both pre- and post-RV. Now, what I would suggest for individuals calling for the first time or individuals that have been on the fence about establishing a trust, particularly since we've not been doing the full-blown call, is either call us and give us your email address or email us and ask us for initial trust package. You're under no obligation by getting the package, but in the package it has a lot of information about us, about the turnkey program and all the critical services that will be available to you both pre- and post-RV, a detailed explanation of why you need to establish the trust prior to the revaluation, if at all possible, and then all of the post-RV services having to do with tax assistance, wealth management, and, of course, managing the trust itself. So I want to give you our contact information. You can go to our website, which is trusts with an S, unlimited.llc.com. That's trusts with an S, unlimited.llc.com. Our email address is trusts with an S, unlimitedllc@gmail.com. Our phone service is 307-274-4122. Again, if you want to listen to a conference call playback, I'm not even going to bother to give you the playback number because for whatever reason there's a little civil war going on with regard to that, and I can't even use that number. But again, you can go to YouTube and then go to Trusts Unlimited LLC.com, and you can get our most recent call and, frankly, all of our previous calls as well. So, again, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to this call. I hope you will contact us and get our initial no-obligation package. We'll be happy to assist you in every way. There will be no consultation fee to do so. Now, our calls are scheduled on every Wednesday. At the place where we are right now, anything could happen in the next week. So certainly if something of a dramatic nature were to happen between now and next Wednesday, we will try to get out an emergency email and schedule an emergency conference call. But failing that, we will be back next Wednesday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Again, thanks so much for listening to the call. And it looks like we're in a really good place, everyone. So have a great week. Bye-bye.